Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Welcome back. One down and two to go here from Horton High School. Triangular featuring Horton, Jeff County North, and Jackson Heights. Again, I'm Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman back in studio. It's the second matchup of the night. It's going to be a good one. Jeff County North and Jackson Heights getting set to square up. Jeff County North defeating Horton in the first matchup in straight sets, 25-13 and 25-8. Jeff County North is now 8-2 overall. And still perfect in the Northeast Kansas League at 5-0. Now, Jackson Heights, they are 6-1 overall. They're a little bit behind in games played in the NEKL. They're 1-1. Their only loss was to Pleasant Ridge. That was last week. Outside of that, they have not dropped a set. Outside of that matchup, they went a perfect 5-0 on Saturday with wins over Care Paravel, Onega, Wetmore, Washington County, and Frankfort. So two of the better teams in the NEKL, huge matchup tonight for these two. And obviously, Jeff County North, a little bit of momentum off the win over Horton in that first matchup. So we got Jeff County North, Jackson Heights, and then the final matchup this evening will follow will be Horton taking on Jackson Heights. Again, thanks for tuning in here on a Tuesday night. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, both teams taking their respective sides. Jackson Heights, the Cobras, kind of a darker green top, black shorts, and then you got a little bit of a lighter green for Jeff County North, black shorts as well. We got the Cobras and the Chargers. This one should be a lot of fun. 8-2 Jeff County North, 6-1 Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights will start on the side closer to me, the near side, far side of the net will be Jeff County North. And you're listening to 103.9 KNZA. Of course, don't forget the locker room chat starting tomorrow, week three of the high school football season. We're grinding away, of course, so listen to all the area coaches starting tomorrow night at 5:30 on both KMZA, also KNZA as well. All right, here we go. Match number two, Jeff County North and Jackson Heights. It will be the Cobras to tee it up first. And that's going to be Canyon Olberding to send the serve over. Jackson Heights quickly with a nice little setup there, punching it back. JCN trying to block, and the Cobras get the first point. Nice block at the net by the front line of Jackson Heights. That was Kaylee Thompson getting a hand on it to keep it on that side. Good dig there by Jocelyn Seaver for Jeff County North. There's the spike, and there's the kill. Right on cue, Audrey Bell makes it 1-1. This one, it's going to be a lot of fun, these two of the best teams in this league. And we saw the activity from both. There for the first two, the ball went slamming away across the other side of the JV court, so they had to go find that one, and then they finally get it back. Manville set up the serve for Jeff County North, tied at one here in the first set. Nice little setup there by Shelby Fox for Jackson Heights. Good save there by Manville, keeping it alive. Little tap over shot there by Audrey Bell, and it's out. And it's going to be a point for the Cobras. And it's 2-1 Jackson Heights. Kylie Diekman, the senior, back to serve for the Cobras. Right on the center line, right down the middle. Libero there, Forgy with the save. Here's the spike, right into the net. And Thompson right into the net. We didn't see that issue in the first matchup against Horton. And that allows the Cobras, Jackson Heights, to start out here with a 3-1 advantage. Once again, it's Diekman across the way, and another point. As the back line, Libero Forgy couldn't handle the mustard on that serve, and it's 4-1, Jackson Heights. It's Diekman again, hard serve, down to a knee, saved up in the air by Seaver across the way. Good bump there by Diekman to keep it alive for Jackson Heights. Good toss, and it's a point for the Cobras. Diving to the floor was Manville, but unable to save it. And a good start here for Jackson Heights. They lead it 5-1. Diekman to serve. Borgie keeps it alive. Set. Fell the spike. What a dig there by Olberding, the junior, to keep it alive for Jackson Heights. Libero Forgie keeps it alive now for Jeff County North. Here's the set. Spike. Another dig there. How about that by Olberding? Very nicely done. Good rally here going. J.C. and now setting it up. Bell the spike and Bell the point. Not that time, and a big point for Jeff County North. They trail 5-2. Borgie back to serve. The sophomore libero for Jeff County North. Right down the middle. Line drive barely grazing the net, but gets over. Good set up there by Shelby Fox. And setting it up beautifully for the spike and the points. That was Kaylee Thompson finishing. It's now 6-2 Jackson Heights. And the sophomore foreign exchange student, Laura Ballesteros, will serve it up for Jackson Heights. Nice serve there. Keeps it alive. She settles in on the back line. Comes back here. Diekman sets it up. Teammate up front. Gets it over the net, and that one's good. Once again, it's Thompson to finish. It's 7-2 in favor of Jackson Heights. Ballesteros back to serve it once again, leading 7-2 here in the first set. Line drive and popped into the air by Jocelyn Seaver. Here's the set. There's the spike. Nice dig. That one kept alive there by Thompson. JC and another opportunity. Tapped over, and it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. It went on the wrong side of the netting. And it's now 8-2 in favor of the Cobras, and we get a timeout. Jackson Heights, a good start here in the first set. 8-2 over Jeff County North. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
We talk about shopping local all the time, but banking local is just as important.
That's Tanya Barda, president of Farmers State Bank in Holton.
Banking local creates jobs, and we can make credit decisions a lot quicker than the bigger banks.
This is Coach Barda getting ready for some Friday night football this fall. We're looking forward to having a great team, and we want the Farmers State Bank to be a part of your team as well.
Bank local.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Jackson Heights have beat up 7 of the last 8 points, leading 8-2. Ballesteros, her serve goes long, and JCN gets a much-needed point. Now 8-3 Jackson Heights here in the first set. Audrey Bell, the junior, back to serve for the Chargers. Knuckleball serve. Pops in the air, though, by Shelby Fox. They keep it alive. JCN, here's a nice setup, looking for the spike near side. Good dig there by Canyon Olberding, the junior. Tapped over. Cobras looking for the points, and it's going to be JCN actually getting the point as the Cobras touch the net. So it's now 8-4. Jackson Heights. JCN on the serve. It's Bell once again. Set up nicely there by Diekman. Here's the spike blocked by Thompson at the net for JCN. Another opportunity. Olberding tees it up. Good dig there on the back line of Jeff County North. Right in front of the net. Good save on the back line there. That was by Audrey Bell. Third serve, or third set. Had to get it back over. Jackson Heights again a chance. Spike, set, kill. Kenzie McMahon, the senior, getting the point there for Jackson Heights on the kill. It's 9-4 their advantage. And Thompson will step back to serve for the Cobras. Knuckleball just right down the middle. Good set by Libero Forgie. Getting it over, though, for Jeff County North. Just having to tap it around at the net a couple of times. JCN controlling it on their side. Here's the set. Here's the spike, and it's blocked at the net. And it's a point for Jeff County North. That one finished off by Ruckdeschel. 9-5 in favor of Jackson Heights. Claire Jobbins back to serve for JCN. That one shanked out to the right side and out of play, and it's a point for Jackson Heights. 10-5, Cobras lead. McKenna Reshick checks in on the front line for Jackson Heights. There's a point on the serve. Kinsey McMahon, a strong serve, unable to corral it on the back line. It's Jeff County North now. The Jackson Heights lead is 11-5. Scored three of the last four. McMahon once again to serve, and that one's out, short right. 11-6. Back to serve, Jordan Rank, the sophomore for JCN. High serve. Settled up towards the front line. Here's the kill shot by Olberding, but it's settled up nicely in the back line by Jobbins. JCN an opportunity there. Olberding again up front, kills it, gets the point. 12-6, Jackson Heights. Here in the first set between these two. Match 2 of 3 here tonight on KNZA. JCN defeated Horton in straight sets earlier this evening. Now it's JCN, Jackson Heights. Here's Manville with the kill, and it's good. Off the deflection, but stays in the lines. And a good finish there by Manville. 7 points now for JCN, 12-7, Jackson Heights. Jocelyn Seaver, the junior, back to serve. For Jeff County North, they trail by 5. 12-7. Good serve down the middle and get a whistle prior to the serve. Stoppage of play, so that won't count. Will remain 12-7. So we'll try that again. 12-7. Seaver to serve. And then another stoppage of play, and the official to my left, not sure what he's signaling, but that's back-to-back serves that have been stopped prematurely by the officials. Now they blow the whistle, and we'll try it a third time. Third time's a charm. Seaver sets it, launches it, just barely grazed the net, but got over. Jackson Heights a chance to set, gets it over on the third tap. JCN a chance, Manville the spike, lobs it over, saved there by the Cobras, blocked at the net, and it's going to be a point for Jeff County North. 12-8, they trail by 4. Cobras got off to a great start. Jeff County North slowly inching back in. They've scored 3 of the last 4. Seaver again, just barely grazing the net, but it gets over. Here's the set. Olberding spike, it's long. Jeff County North another point. It's now 12-9. Seaver back once again to serve. Trailing by 3, 12-9 here in the first set. Nice set there by the back line. Just having to get it over on the third tap. Here's Manville. Good dig there by Shelby Fox, the senior, keeping it alive for the Cobras. The libero, Forgie, back line, saves it. Manville just taps it over the front line, and it's another point. 4 straight now for Jeff County North, and it's 12-10, Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights led 8-2 early. But Jeff County North is roaring back. It's 12-10, Jackson Heights. Seaver again with the serve. Nice little setup there. Blocked at the net, and credit that. Beautiful block there by Clara Johnson. And it's going to be a timeout on the floor. It's back to a one-point game. 5 straight for Jeff County North. Jackson Heights leads it 12-11 here in the first set. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. So, again, both these two teams towards the top of the NEKL. Right now, Jeff County North is still perfect in league play. 5-0 after their victory over Horton in the first matchup this evening. They're 8-2 overall, Jackson Heights, their first matchup of the evening. 6-1 overall, 1-1 in league play. The Cobras went 5-0 this past weekend. Wins over Care Paravel, Onega, Wetmore, Washington County, and Frankfort. Back to the action, 12-11, 5 straight points for Jeff County North to get back to within one. Seaver here on the serve. Line drive down the middle. Set up short right. Third time over. Nice little setup there by Jobbins. Here's the spike, and there's the point. Kill for Addison Manville, and we're tied at 12. 6 straight points now for Jeff County North. Beaver serves are on a dime, on a laser, and they just barely get over the net. And that one just barely handled on the back line by McMahon. But settling it back over. Jeff County North setting it up. There's the kill. Blocked. Save there on the front line there by Thompson. Thompson has to push it back over. Forgy set. Here's the spike. Manville again. Another point. The combination right now. Forgy, Manville up front. Doing some big time damage. And Jeff County North has taken the lead at 13-12. Seaver once again. Line drive. Knuckleball. Nice dig. Good save to keep it alive. Punching it back over is McMahon on the third try. Set to the near side. Tapped over. Good save. And it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights as JCN went into the nets, and we're tied at 13. Ends a run of seven straight points for Jackson County. Or I should say Jeff County North, excuse me. Nice set there by Manville. She'll go for the spike attempt. And not saved. It's going to be another point for JCN. 14-13 Chargers. Get a sub into the game. Macy Thompson Jr. checks back in for Jeff County North. Manville to serve, short left. Teed up nicely. Blocked. And we get a whistle. And it's going to be a Jeff County North point as Jackson Heights was in the net. And now the lead is 2 at 15-13. So JCN has been roaring back here in this first set. Manville to serve. Dug up nicely there by McMahon. Spike attempt. Libero saves it on the back line. Manville one tap. Thompson gets it over. Diving save. Pushed back over there by the Cobras. Manville up front. Sets it back. Spike attempt is blocked. Rally stays alive. Jackson Heights gets it back over. Manville's going to set it up here for JCN. That one long. Point. Both teams are celebrating. The point is two. I believe Jackson Heights, I believe it was long, but they're going to give it to Jeff County North, so now it's 16-13. Manville on the serve, saved over by Shelby Fox, just having to push it over on the third attempt. Manville up front, Thompson with the spike, and it was awkwardly off her hand and well out of play. Jackson Heights gets the point. It's now 16-14. This will be Kylie Diekman, the senior, to serve for the Cobras here on the back line. Got a good one here in the first set. 16-14, Jeff County North. Forgy the libero sets it up for Manville. Spike, points, easy money for Audrey Bell. 17-14, Jeff County North. Forgy back to serve once again, the sophomore. Line drive, teed up in the middle. Here's the set. Spike attempt, tapped over, saved up by Manville. Opportunity for JCN, blocked at the net, and it's going to be a point for Jeff County North, and their lead is now 18-14. Jackson Heights led 12-6 early. It's been all Jeff County North since. They lead it 18-14 here in the first set. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Out of the timeout, Cobras getting a much-needed point to get back to within 3, 18-15 here in the first set between Jeff County North and Jackson Heights. Second matchup this evening. Jeff County North already a victory tonight over Horton, 25-13, 25-8. What a save by the back line, but JCN can't get it back over on the third attempt. And another point, 18-16 out of the timeout. Jackson Heights creeping back in. Ballesteros, the server now. Launches it to sophomore. Saved by Libero in the back line. Tapped over. Good save there by Overding up front. Point JCN as that one's finished off by Jordan Rank. 19-16, Jeff County North. Ruck Deschelle will check back in for JCN on the front line. On the front line with Thompson as well as Rank. Good serve. Popped in the air by Diekman, and then Thompson unable to save it. Front right of the net, and it's a point for the Cobras. It's 19-17. This will be Kaylee Thompson, the junior, to serve. Line drive over the net. Libero can't handle. Easy point. 19-18. Jackson Heights back to within one. It was 18-14. Before that timeout, out of the timeout, Jackson Heights has scored four of the next five. Thompson once again. Hard serve. Tough to handle, but JCN able to get it back over on the third attempt. Overding sets it back over. Orgie sets it up. Thompson spike, and it is, I believe it was out, but they gave the point to Jeff County North. I don't know. That one looked clearly out from where I'm sitting, at least. That's a tough break for the Cobras. 20-18, Jeff County North. They're on the serve. Here's the set. Overding spike. That one is out, and it's a point for Jeff County North. It's now 21-18. So down the home stretch, Jackson Heights have another burst to get back into it. Jobbins on the serve. Ballesteros sets it up on the back line. Punched over. Good diving save, but it's back over. Overding a chance to spike. It's saved up in the air by Bell. Jeff County North taps it. Easy. Manville with the touch over the front line, and it's 22-18. Jeff County North, three straight points. Big points here down the stretch. Served up by Jobbins. Setting it up front line. Tapped over, and it's well placed by Kenzie McMahon, and it's 22-19. Big point for Jackson Heights. McMahon will go back to serve after earning that point for her squad. Ballesteros and Putzlis on the back line as well. There's a spike attempt off the Libero's hands on the back line. Forgie, and it's a big point for the Cobras. It's now 22-20. Coming down the home stretch. Cobras here on the serve, trailing by two in the first set. Launched over. Forgie sets it up front of the net. Tapped over. And then it's going to be a point for Jeff County North as Reshick was in the net for the Cobras. And that's a big point. 23-20. Jeff County North earning the serve back up three. Overding gets it back over. Set up on the back line. Here's a spike attempt for Manville. And it's launched back over, but it's out of play. And set point. 24-20, Jeff County North. Chance to close it out right here. Ballesteros saves it. Taps. And is it a point for Jeff County North? It is. Or wait, no. Well, Jackson Heights was walking off the floor, but it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. So it's still alive. 24-21. So the Cobras stay alive. It'll be Shelby Fox to serve it away. Still set point here for Jeff County North. Fox with the serve. It's a good one. Manville sets it up front. She'll spike it away. Good save back over to JCN. Manville again. Good dig there by Shelby Fox to keep it alive. Tapped at the net, save, trying to save. It's going to be a point for Jackson Heights, 24-22. Still set point here for Jeff County North. Fox on the serve. Libero Forgie saves it on the back line, sets it up. Manville the spike, taps it over, ball game. Nope, she was in the net. Fans do not like the call. Oh, man, the fans, the coaches are not happy about that. And all of a sudden, it's 24-23 because of it. There's a nice serve to the back line. Jeff County North gets it over. Jackson Heights, chance to tie it. It goes into the net, and the Cobras had a chance, and that's going to do it, 25-23. What a good opening set in this one. Jeff County North takes it. We'll take a timeout. Set two is coming up next. You're listening to High School Volleyball.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Very entertaining opening set between Jeff County North and Jackson Heights. Jeff County North escapes 25-23. Take a 1-0 advantage in this matchup heading into set number two. Jackson Heights at one point led 8-2 early, 12-6. And then Jeff County North went on a monster run where they had scored 7 straight points and then 10 of the next 11 with that 7 straight, of course. And then we played kind of even Steven ball the rest of the way, and then it was 24-20. Jackson Heights scored 3 straight, got it back to 24-23. Jeff County North able to get that final point to hold on, 25-23. In the first set. So Jeff County North the advantage. They will serve far side of the floor. Addison Manville. The officials making sure the proper alignment is in order for both teams before we get this one going. Everything appears to check out for the most part. Here we go. Set two. JC in the 1-0 advantage. Manville with the serve. Brought here to the near side. Here's the set. Olberding spike. Good save by the back line. Libero in the 40. That's going to be a point for Jeff County North. Miscommunication between Thompson and Fox. JC in the 1-0 advantage. Manville again. Nice long serve here to the back right. Olberding just cannot control it. 2-0. Jeff County North. Addison Manville, the senior. Another serve opportunity. Launching it over. Olberding this time gets it up in the air. Fox with a nice set. Gets it back over. Good save there by Seaver for JCN. They set it up for the spike and the point there. 3-0. Jeff County North. Good start here for the Chargers early on here in set two with the 1-0 advantage after winning set one, 25-23. Manville knuckleball serve. It's popped up in the back line. Here's the third opportunity. Cobras have to get it on over. Forgy sets it up on the dive. Manville punches it back over. And then it's going to be another point front line, and Rodvelt couldn't handle it for Jackson Heights, and it's a 4-0 start here for Jeff County North in the second set. Manville continues to serve. Nice hard serve. Olberding tees one up, sets it front side, and then it hits the antenna on the side, and it's going to be another point for JCN. So it's a 5-0 start for Jeff County North. Manville to serve. Line drive down the middle. Set up nicely towards the front of the net. Punch back over there by Rodvelt. And then it's going to be a point much needed for Jackson Heights as that one goes out of play. It's now 5-1. Olberding to serve. Gets it over. Good set. Here's a spike attempt. Easy money for Audrey Bell. It's 6-1. JV ball comes creeping over to the varsity side, so they stop for a second to get that out of the way. Holly Forgy on the back line to serve it away for Jeff County North, a 6-1 advantage for him. Good serve by Forgy, and unable to control it on the back line with Thompson. It's now 7-1 Jeff County North. Forgy again, front left. Again, tough, but keeping it alive. Across the way is Thompson. Forgy to Manville to Bell. The kill. 8-1, Jeff County North. From Forgy to Manville. Bell to kill. 1-2-3. 8-1, Jeff County North. Forgy to serve. Gets it on over. Set up in the air by Thompson to the front line. Punch back over. Manville sets it up. Here's the spike attempt. Push to the front side and not over the net. So it's a point for Jackson Heights. 8-2, Jeff County North. Sobers now setting to serve with Allie Diekman, the senior, on the back line. JCN an 8-2 advantage here in set two. They won set one, 25-23 in a thriller. Forgy the libero gets under it. Manville sets it up here for Bell. Good dig there by Shelby Fox, keeping it alive for the Cobras. Another opportunity there. Bell gets it over. Now Jackson Heights an opportunity for a kill. They get it. Well done up front. That was Kaylee Thompson, the junior, with the kill, and it's 8-3. Diekman to serve. Launching it over. Seaver sets. Manville looking for Bell. Just barely tipped over the net. Cobras keep it alive. Third try. They got to get it back over. Popped up in the air by Seaver. Good save by Manville, and then Seaver back over once again to keep it alive. Cobra is a chance for a set and a spike. It's blocked at the net. Thompson with a hand on it. And a beautiful finish. Macy Thompson with the block and then a double tap to get it through. It's 9-3, Jeff County North. Audrey Bell now back to serve for Jeff County North. Spins it and fires. Cross the way. Good set there by Thompson. Up front. Thompson now with the kill try. Floats it over. Libero Forgy with the save. Here's the set. And it's beautifully done. It was almost a fake setup, and Manville just kind of slowly tapped it over, and a point for JCN. It's 10-3. Bell once again to serve it up. Does so nicely. Thompson sets it. Thompson tries to tap it over. It's going to be a point for Jackson Heights, and the height of Macy Thompson becoming an issue on the front line. It's now 11-3 in favor of Jeff County North. Good serve. Here's the set. There's the spike off the net, and it's going to be a double hit, and it's going to be a point for Jeff County North. It's now 12-3. Well, Jackson Heights played so close in the first set, nearly pulled it out. Now find themselves down 12-3 here in set number two. Bell to serve. Nicely done right down the middle. Sadie Rayborn gets it back over for Jackson Heights. Manville up front for JCN. There's the set. There's the spike. Cobra's trying to keep it alive, and they do so. Launched over by Shelby Fox, and it's out of play, and it's another point for JCN. It's now 13-3. We get a timeout. JCN in control here in set two, 13-3 over Jackson Heights. We're back in 30 seconds.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Jackson Heights trailing here to Jeff County North in set number two, 13-3 as we're coming out of the timeout. JCN winning the first set in a thriller, 25-23. Jeff County North already defeated Horton earlier tonight, 25-23 and 25-8. These two teams appear to be two of the better ones in the NEKL. Sign of the timeout, 13-3, Jeff County North. They serve it up, chance for a Cobra spike, and it's blocked at the net, but it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. Much needed, now 13-4. Ballesteros will check back in for the Cobras, getting set to deliver the serve. It's like a basketball player and shooting free throws. They all got their routine when they're setting up to serve. I think one of the officials has paused the action real quick, discussing something at the scorer's table. I think we are good to go. So Ballesteros will set up shot. Launching that serve. Wow. Saved up. My Jeff County North has to get it over on this third attempt. They do. Now the Cobras are setting up for a spike attempt. Back line, Libero Forgy saves it high. Thompson going for the block. Not there. Tipped over by Jackson Heights. Manville. Thompson spikes it. Out of play. Point for JCN. 14-4. Thompson has been a menace on the front line for Jeff County North. Claire Jobbins back to serve it up. High arcing serve. Here's the setup there by Fox. Just had to be tapped over there by Jackson Heights. Then we get a whistle. I think it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. Not sure what the call was, but it's now 14-5. A couple subs back in is Canyon Olberding. The junior checks back in for the Cobras. There's the serve over for Kaylee Thompson. Here's the chance for Jeff County North, and it's slammed home. How about that for Manville? Nothing you can do about that. 15-5, Jeff County North. Jordan Rank back to serve. Middle right placement there. Olberding with a chance, blocked. Having to keep it back over, and it's going to be a point for Jeff County North. They can't get it back over. Olberding blocked. Net at the net. The front line by Ruck Deschel and also Manville as well. Rank to serve it, 16-5, Jeff County North here in the second set. Trying to sweep it. Olberding blocked at the net once again, but saved. Trying to save it. It's going to be too many hits on Jackson Heights, and another point for Jeff County North. Now 17-5. Crunch time here if you're Jackson Heights. You need to go on a run. Here's Jordan Rank. Nearly aced it, but saved. Pushed back over by Jackson Heights. Jeff County North, Manville set. Spike, good dig there by Thompson. And we get a whistle, and it's going to be a point for Jackson. No, it's going to be Jeff County North who got the point. Jackson Heights was in the net, so it's now 18-5. Rank to serve. Ballesteros keeps it alive. Nearly hit the rafters up top. Third hit. Got to get over. It does. Here's the setup shot by JCN. Manville the kill. Manville the point. Yikes. 19-5, JCN. It's been all Jeff County North here in the second set. Trying to finish off the sweep. Rank with the serve. Here's a setup try. Just punch back over on the second. Olberding with a nice tap and a point for Jackson Heights. 19-6. Still Jeff County North. Getting a sub into the game for Jackson Heights. That's going to be McKenna Reshick. He checks back in, the junior. McMahon on the serve. Manville the dig. Here's the set. Here's the kill. Blocked. And it's out of play. It's a point for Jeff County North. It's now 20-6. It's a good attempt by Olberding on the front line to block that spike attempt, but just couldn't keep it in play. Jocelyn Siever now to serve it up for JCN. They lead 20-6 here in the second set. They're trying to close this one out in two. Ballesteros sets it up. Nice little tap over, and it's going to be a point for Jackson Heights. McKenna Reshick on the point there. It's 20-7, JCN. Getting some bodies rotating in for both teams. 20-7, Jeff County North. Good set there. Here's a spike attempt for Manville. Too easy. Nobody there for Jackson Heights. It's 21-7. Manville after the kill will go back to serve. Four more points needed to wrap up this second of three matches tonight. Good serve. Saved up there by Haley Thompson. Thompson gets it back over. Nice dig there by Seaver for Jeff County North. Cobras all over the place. They get it back over, and they end up getting the point. 21-8. Miscommunication on the back line between Seaver and Manville, it looked like. And it's Canyon Olberding to serve it up for Jackson Heights. Nice low serve over the deck. Gets it back over. We get a whistle, and it's a point for the Cobras. Jeff County North was on the net, so it's 21-9. Olberding back to serve once again. Low knuckleball, just grazing the top of the net. Here's the set, here's the spike, and there's the point. Easy money for Audrey Bell, set up nicely by Manville. It's 22-9. And Forgie back to serve for Jeff County North. Spins it, sets it, fires it over. Nice dig there by Thompson for the Cobras. Thompson trying to block it on the front line, but the Cobras keeping it on the Jeff County North side, and the Cobras earning that point. It's now 22-10. Jeff County North in control, but nice little run here for Jackson Heights. They've scored four of the last six. Forgie gets it over, and it's going to be good enough. Just on the third attempt and having to get it back over, it finds a sweet spot. And it's 23-10. Jeff County North 2 points away from closing this one out. Bell back to serve. 23-10, Jeff County North. Thompson with the kill. Good save and dig there by Kaylee Thompson to keep it alive for the Cobras. Jeff County North on the set. Here's the spike. And it's out of play, but it was off Olberding, and it's going to be Jeff County North point. The kill there by Ruck Deschel. 24-10. It is match point for Jeff County North. They won the first set 25-23. They're 1 point away, 24-10 here in the second set. That one blocked and out of play, and the Cobras hang around. They get one there. It's 24-11. Nice kill shot there by Shelby Fox, the senior. Still match point here for Jeff County North against Jackson Heights. Cobras will send back Ballesteros for the serve. She's got a lot to her serve, but it's way too much, and that'll do it. 25-11 here in the second set. Jeff County North is going to sweep Jackson Heights. We'll take a short timeout. We'll come back with a little bit of a recap and get you set for the following final matchup tonight between Jackson Heights and Horton. We're back in a couple of minutes here on KNZA.
Hey, it's Nikki from the Pines in Holton. Wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at the Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Save big on Hustler mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
KNZA.
Well, two matches down, one more to go here from the Horton Triangular High School Volleyball. Again, want to thank all of our sports boosters making our broadcast possible all throughout the Kansasland airwaves in 21 and 22. Well, good night for Jeff County North, defeating Horton in the first matchup 25-13, 25-8, and then finishing off Jackson Heights in the second set, winning a thrilling first set, 25-23, but it was all JCN in set number two, 25-11, that final. So Jeff County North will head home, now 9-2 overall. They are still perfect, 6-0 in Northeast Kansas League play. One of the best teams in Class 2A getting it done in their respective matches here tonight. So we get Horton and Jackson Heights, the final tally up. Horton dropping to 0-8 overall after their loss to Jeff County North earlier this evening. Jackson Heights, if you just heard, falling to Jeff County North. They're now 6-2 overall, now 1-2 in Northeast Kansas League play. So hang with us. We got one more. It's Jackson Heights and host Horton coming up, our final matchup of the evening. We're back in roughly, give us about 7 minutes, and we'll be back for this final matchup. 7 minutes. Keep it locked in. High school volleyball continues in a moment.